Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
There are thousands, if not millions, of different kinds of stones around the world. While some are pretty common, others are almost impossible to come by. Now I bet this has many of you thinking of diamonds, emeralds, and rubies. But there are many stones that are much rarer than these sparkling specimens. And while almost all gems are stones, not all stones are gems. From rocks that are literally out of this world to glittering gems that glow in the dark, let's take a tour of some of the rarest rocks, stones, and gems on Earth.
You're listening to
be amazed.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend, but I don't think those girls know about red diamonds yet. Like their name suggests, red diamonds give off a phenomenally fancy red hue. But unlike rubies, whose red color comes from chromium impurities in their compact carbon structure, red diamonds don't have any impurities at all. But this has left scientists scratching their heads. Without knowing for sure what makes them red, it's impossible to determine exactly how they form, making them all the more mysterious and valuable. That's because a diamond's value isn't just about how big or sparkly it is, but how rare it is. And considering only 30 red diamonds of gem quality currently exist, they might just be the rarest rocks on the planet. The largest of them all, known as the Moussieff Red, is just 5.11 carats, meaning it weighs just over a single gram. Despite its small size, this red diamond's rarity saw it sell for a bank-breaking $8 million back in 2001. So, considering the largest of them weighs less than a paperclip, if you collected all 30 stones together, they'd only weigh about as much as a single AA battery. But based on how much the Moussieff Red sold for, a red diamond the size of an AA battery could be worth a whopping $111 million. Now that'd be one seriously expensive stone. Now let's talk about the tantalizing tanzanite. As you can probably tell by its name, there's only one place in the whole world where you'll find tanzanite. In Tanzania, obviously. This brilliant blue stone is formed from a mineral called zoisite, and it's mined exclusively in the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro. This is because about 585 million years ago, there was a massive amount of tectonic activity in this zoisite-rich area. Through sheer luck, the process incorporated the rare chemical element vanadium into this superheated and pressurized mix, and it's this element that gives tanzanite its brilliant blue color. But this geological phenomenon has never been seen anywhere else in the world, making tanzanite approximately 1,000 times rarer than diamond. But it's not just its rarity that makes this stone seriously interesting. The gem is also pleochroic, so depending on how it's viewed, it can appear to be many different colors. For instance, it can look blue, purple, and even pink from different angles. But for all its color-changing abilities, it's most prized when it holds that famously deep blue color, as one very lucky miner found out. He discovered two of the biggest, bluest tanzanite rocks in history, with the largest weighing in at more than 20 pounds. He sold them to the government for a phenomenal 7.7 billion Tanzanian shillings. That's a colossal $3.3 million. What a jackpot. Most precious stones and minerals are mined from deep inside the earth, but there's one very wet exception to the rule. Red coral, also known as precious coral, is made from the fan-shaped secretions of marine polyps. It may look like a plant, but its hard branching structure is made up of calcium carbonate, like that of seashells. However, these fabulous fans grow less than an inch every year, and thanks to overfishing and pollution, it's now very rare to find one more than 1.5 feet high. No matter the size, most pieces can be smoothed down and transformed into gorgeous organic gemstones for jewelry, which is currently in very high demand. Now, you may think coral is pretty common, but red coral only naturally grows around 2,000 feet below the waves. Not only that, but it's also only found in specific spots in the Mediterranean Sea, as well as off the coasts of China and Japan. As you can imagine, these limited locations and dangerous depths makes them very rare and difficult to gather, which has pushed the precious coral's price up significantly. Just one top-quality gram is valued at a staggering $1,600. Well, money may not grow on trees, but it's definitely growing at the bottom of the ocean. Next up, lightning may look cool when it streaks across the sky, but when it hits the ground, it can leave something even more incredible behind. Meet the fulgurite, also known as fossilized lightning. It happens when a lightning bolt strikes a patch of ground that's rich in the mineral silica, like sand or rock. This mineral melts at a spicy 3,300 degrees Fahrenheit, but lightning's air temperature can reach a fiery 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. So when a lightning bolt strikes the ground, any silica melts in less than 1/1000 of a second and fuses together as it cools. When it hits rock, the heat of the discharge sometimes fuses a wedge of the material into a solid lump of glass. But in sand, it leaves a curiously hollow tube of glass, which is often found in fragments less than 1 foot long. However, in very rare cases, the entire branching structure of the electrical strike can be found perfectly preserved inside the earth. At more than 12 feet long, the branches of one fossilized fulgurite, which was found along the shores of Lake Michigan, almost looks like tree roots, but it's far from the longest fossilized lightning find. In 1996, a lightning research team discovered an incredible 17-foot-long streak of fulgurite running through the Californian countryside. But because their structures are fragile, very few specimens like this have ever been found. They're so rare and coveted by the scientific community that anything over 6 feet is usually whisked away to the nearest museum. I bet that's one electrifying exhibit. Now, jade is a gorgeous green gemstone that makes for some awe-inspiring ornaments and jewelry. But as beautiful as it looks, you might be surprised to learn that not all jade is same. That's because there's not one, but 2 distinct mineral species of jade. The lower of the 2 grades is known as nephrite, a common mineral with an almost waxy-looking sheen that's mined all around the world. Jadeite, on the other hand, is a dense mineral with a rich, almost emerald-like brilliance that's mined in just 10 places worldwide. But how do these minerals measure up compared to something hard and durable, like diamond? A mineral's hardness is ranked through something called the Mohs scale, which runs from 1 to 10. Diamonds, which are one of the hardest minerals on Earth, score a perfect 10. Jadeite scores a respectable 7, but nephrite only scores about 6. As you can probably tell, jadeite's comparative rarity, color, and hardness give it a much higher price point. How high? Well, in 2014, the Hutton Mudivani necklace, which is made up of 27 jadeite beads, each measuring about 1/2 the width of a thumb, sold for a staggering $27.4 million. That's more than a mega million dollars per bead. Knowing you won't be able to afford this in several lifetimes, is anyone else feeling a little jaded? Back in 1902, a strange solid mineral was unearthed in the depths of Sri Lanka. It appeared black, but it also held strange hues of yellow, blue, and green. Scientists eventually deduced it was a kind of borosilicate mineral, one that had never been seen in a crystalline form like this before. It was comprised of molecules from many other minerals such as oxygen, silicon, magnesium, boron, calcium, and aluminium, which were bound together during an impossibly complex formation process. Despite the mind-numbing science behind it, this made the mineral's existence even more amazing. The incredible discovery was named Serendibite after Sri Lanka's old Arabic name Serendib, and miners soon got to work to find more of the mysterious mineral. But they came up short, really short. At one time, less than 5 Serendibite specimens were known to exist. Then, in 2005, a new Serendibite deposit was miraculously discovered in nearby Burma. Today, these remain the only known sources of gem-quality Serendibite on the entire planet. But even with them, fewer than 10 Serendibite stones are of gem quality exist. This level of rarity makes them extremely valuable, with raw stones reaching up to an astonishing $2 million per carat. That means a single Serendibite gem weighing just 1 gram could cost $10 million. Whoa. Now, there's one type of stone that isn't just rarer than diamond, it's also, arguably, even more stunning. Opals are a form of amorphous hydrated silica. For anyone who's not too hot on the old science, that's a fancy way of saying it's made up of silicon dioxide and water. As water runs down through the earth, it picks up silica from sandstone and carries this silica-rich solution into the cracks of rocks and even fossils. But as the water evaporates, the shining silica deposit is left behind. This goes on for thousands of years until an opal forms. Now, Australia produces around 97% of the world's opals. While most of them come from the world-famous Cooper Peaty mines, there's one type that's found almost exclusively in a place called Lightning Ridge. These are black opals, one of the rarest gemstones in the entire world. Unlike a regular opal, the body tone of these siliceous stones is black, which makes the colors refracting off the silica deposits stand out even more. And the bigger the specimens are, the more breathtaking their colors become, like those of the Eternal Flame. This 568-carat crystal is the world's finest uncut opal, weighing in at close to a kilo and valued at more than $675,000. As fine as it is, it's not the most expensive black opal ever found. At 306 carats, the uniquely vivid green and blue specimen known as the Royal One is a truly stunning black opal that was discovered by a miner back in 2005. At first, the scum on its top led him to believe the opal beneath was of poor quality. But just one cut into it revealed a gem of such rare spectral clarity that it eventually sold for a staggering $3 million. But it's not just the sheer size of an opal that can make it rare, as proven by the stunning 72-carat virgin rainbow opal. This extraordinary stone can refract light so well that even in darkness its rainbow colors appear to glow vividly. The incredible coloring and fabulous fluorescence makes this gem, which is only about the size of a finger, worth a staggering $1 million. Well, it may be expensive, but I guess it does double up as a fancy nightlight.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on now, just about every spiritual Susan with a crystal ball and a bandana will claim that their brilliant blue lapis lazuli stone, or lapis for short, has magical healing properties. While low-grade variants of this stone are common, high-grade variants are incredibly rare. But even then, they're definitely not magical. Sorry, Susan, lapis is a rare mineral that has been prized for centuries. Not because it makes for a striking statue or awe-inspiring ornament, but for its incredible color. Before 1824, the ultramarine pigment this blue rock provided to painters made it more precious and more valuable than gold. It was so expensive that even artists as famous as Michelangelo simply couldn't afford it. But when a synthetic ultramarine pigment was developed in 1824, lapis became even more prized for its natural imperfections. The glittering crusts running through it are traces of calcite, pyrite, augite, and mica, minerals which refract the light in different ways when used in paints. This means no two lapis paints will ever give the same finish, making pieces of art truly unique. Although in its most prized form, lapis has no visible calcite, and its midnight blue hue makes the stone look like a matte sapphire. At this top-tier quality, a 20 or even 10 carat cut is extraordinarily rare. At most, that's just 4 grams, although that's still enough to leave you feeling blue. Next up, amber is a rich golden-colored gem that usually graces ladies' necklaces and dinosaur enthusiasts' canes. It's a type of fossilized resin, which is a sticky substance produced by some trees to protect them against insects and fungi. As such, insects and plants can get trapped in the resin, and as it's left to harden, sometimes for millions of years, their golden prison eventually becomes amber. But over in the Dominican Republic, they mine an impossibly unique type of amber which, surprisingly, doesn't have that trademark golden hue. Instead, it has a bizarre blue color. The super rare resin that makes up these specimens came from the, now extinct, Hymenaea protera tree, which was lost around 25 to 40 million years ago. Scientists believe forest fires involving these trees released hydrocarbons into the atmosphere, which in turn got caught in the resin. These hydrocarbons shift any ultraviolet light, like that in sunshine, down in frequency, resulting in the blue glow. However, when it's held under artificial light, which doesn't have any ultraviolet rays, it glows golden, just like regular amber. The limited availability of such a stone has fueled its popularity in recent years, with penny-sized chunks selling for upwards of $2,000. At more than $450 per gram, this smoky old tree sap is worth more than gold. And they say money doesn't grow on trees. Next up, obsidian is a kind of volcanic glass formed by lava or magma flows that are rich in silica, making them really thick, viscous, and weirdly satisfying to watch. While most flows cool gradually, some flows are chilled rapidly by a water source like the sea. It cools so quickly that the lava's atoms can't arrange themselves into their usual crystalline structure, and the result is a smooth textured volcanic rock that fractures like glass. But sometimes there's something seriously stunning trapped inside that glass. Some colorful layers appear in beautifully rare specimens of fire obsidian. Unlike regular obsidian, a kaleidoscope of color comes from layers of magnetite nanocrystals, which form thin layers in the rock as the lava hit the water. These layers refract light much better than the host body of the obsidian, producing these vivid and fiery colorations. But as you might imagine, this marvelous magnetite mix isn't a common occurrence. In fact, true fire obsidian has only ever been found in the volcanic highlands of Oregon, although there are other slightly less vibrant obsidian specimens around the world. Back in the 1830s, a miner in Russia's Ural Mountains really struck gold, or, more accurately, alexandrite. At first glance, this enchantingly clear stone doesn't appear all that special until you see it in a different light, literally. Because it has trace amounts of chromium inside the crystal structure, the stone appears emerald green or peacock blue in daylight, but ruby red or amethyst purple under incandescent light. At the time of its discovery, red and green just so happened to be Imperial Russia's primary colors. So it's no wonder the aristocracy named the color-shifting stone after their beloved leader, Tsar Alexander II. As you can imagine, specimens with strong and distinct color-changing properties are rare and highly desirable. Though alexandrite has since been discovered in Sri Lanka, Africa, and Brazil, the vibrancy of its color shift differs depending on where it was mined. Although it all sells at a very high price, how high? Well, at its highest quality, a single carat of alexandrite can sell for upwards of $40,000. That means stones like a superb 27-carat specimen could be worth well more than $1 million. But for two captivating colors and one precious stone, I'd say it's worth every penny. While they're not technically stones, the perfect appearance of pearls means they're still a coveted gem. They're made when something small, like a grain of sand or a piece of shell, finds its way inside an oyster clam or mollusk. To protect itself, the host secretes a substance called knocker, which usually coats the inside of its shell to protect it from parasites. Slowly, the knocker builds up around the irritant, and the painstaking pearl-building process begins, with wild pearls taking up to 7 years to successfully form. But depending on how large the irritant is, the resulting pearl can be any size or shape, and some mollusks can even have multiple pearls tucked inside their shells. Usually, the rounder these lustrous orbs are, the rarer they're considered to be. Although there's one colossal exception to this rule. Known as the Pearl of Puerto, this planet-sized pearl was discovered inside a giant clam in the Philippines back in 2006. Weighing a gargantuan 75 pounds while measuring 26 inches in length and 12 inches wide, it's considered to be the largest pearl in the world. But its wondrous weight makes it a staggering 170,000 carats, meaning it's valued at an insane $100 million. While nobody knows just how long it took the clam to make this prominent pearl, it's clear that whatever irritant started, it was bothering it for quite some time. Now, pearls aren't the world's only organic gem. Found almost exclusively in the slopes of North America's Bear Paw Formation, ammalite is a gemstone that can dazzle you with its incredible color and its unusual spiraling shapes. This gem forms in the fossilized shells of prehistoric animals called ammonites. Like oysters and clams, these were marine mollusks, and though they went extinct some 65 million years ago, they've left behind a colorful legacy. This is because the shells contain aragonite, the same mineral that makes up a mollusk nacre. The thin platelets that this mineral is composed of have crystallized over time, which interfere with the light and bounce it back in a variety of iridescent colors. Reds and greens are most commonly seen inside these great swirling spirals, with some crystallized chunks sporting a texture that makes it look like dragon skin. Because gem-quality ammalite can only be found in the Bear Paw Mountains, the incredibly colored gem is considered to be much rarer than diamond, and its price certainly reflects that. Depending on the vibrancy of their color, large fossils like an 18-inch diameter specimen can be sold for upwards of a whopping $125,000. Whoa, anyone else think that price is spiraling out of control? Now, we've learned that some mollusks can make pearls, but have you ever heard of snakes producing pearls? Sometimes called a cobra pearl, snake's pearl, or nagamani, these are smooth, lens-shaped stones that are supposedly found in the heads and tails of snakes. In African, Indian, and Asian folklore, it's thought that holding these stones against a snake bite can have a healing effect. But unlike a mollusk, there's absolutely nothing in a snake's anatomy that would cause a stone to form in its body. And sadly, many of these stones turn out to be dark glass or burnt animal horn inserted into the snake by humans, all for the sake of fueling this folklore. Next up, on a clear night, you might be lucky enough to spot meteorites streaking brightly like diamonds across the sky. But some of these space rocks have more in common with diamonds than you realize, such as the Palisade meteorite from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. This honeycomb of crystal and rock is made up of minerals and metals from the time the solar system was first formed, around 4.5 billion years ago. While the rock is mainly made up of iron and nickel metal, the crystals are a mineral called olivine. These crystals are of such high purity that they've been adopted as the scientific standard for the composition of olivine, which, on Earth, is more commonly known as peridot. Although it's still expensive, Earth's volcanic peridot has comparatively high concentrations of impurities in it, meaning its quality is far less than that found in palisade. To add to its rarity, there are only about 93 palisade specimens known to man, and while some are small, others are huge. So just imagine the excitement that the scientist Randy Korotev felt upon seeing a truly massive palisade specimen. It had been found by a confused farmer in his field back in 2006, but it wasn't until two avid meteorite hunters spotted it that it was handed into Washington University in 2011 for testing. They didn't just confirm that it was pure palisite, but by their estimates, the dirty-looking rock was worth a whopping $850,000. Guess you could say the price of these stones is, well, out of this world. But palisites are far from the only rare meteorites streaking across the night sky, although at first glance, the uninspiringly named NWA-7325 meteorite doesn't look half as pretty as its palisite cousin, but it's actually much, much rarer. That's because NWA-7325 didn't form randomly out in the depths of space, but on Mercury. At just 345 grams, this little green rock is barely bigger than a human fist. But despite its size, scientists were able to determine that its high magnesium and chromium content closely match that of the solar system's smallest planet. And it's that densely packed chromium oxide component, which is often used as a pigment for green dyes, that gives the stone its green hue. Not to mention, its magnetism matched that of Mercury's exactly. This is like an episode of CSI Solar System. To date, scientists know of about 180 meteorites that have hit Earth from the Moon and 70 from Mars, but this was the first and currently only meteorite from Mercury. Being the only specimen of its kind to date makes it, without a doubt, the rarest of all stones on Earth. While no one has dared put a dollar value on it, I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that this stone is priceless. Have you ever seen any of these rare rocks in person? Or even held one? The rarest thing I ever held was the next episode of this podcast that I dug up in my backyard. It was pure gold. Don't miss out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.